race over politics after the president was snubbed for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. It was awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who is in hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
CBS's Vicky Barker.
The committee praising Machado for uniting the opposition around shared democratic values.
At a time when democracy is under threat, it is more important than ever to defend this common ground.
A setback for the president in his bid to have National Guard troops patrol democratic cities to protect ICE agents and facilities. A federal judge in Illinois has temporarily blocked them from deploying anywhere in the state. Correspondent Ian Lee from Chicago.
The decision came after soldiers, including roughly 200 Texas Guard members, had already arrived in the area and were seen patrolling the federal ICE facility in the suburb of Broadview. In response, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wrote in a social media post, "Donald Trump is not a king, and his administration is not above the law."
The 10-day-old government shutdown could prove problematic for travelers and for some federal workers this Columbus Day weekend. CBS's Chris Van Cleve from LAX.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy raised some eyebrows when he said air traffic controllers found to be taking advantage of the FAA sick leave policy could find themselves in trouble. In fact, they could find themselves out of a job.
They won't get paid until the shutdown's over. Officials in New York have busted up a scheme that sold permits to wannabe commercial truck drivers. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Prosecutors say drivers would pay up to $3,000 to have Jamie Middleton of Queens take the required written test for them. She would allegedly wear disguises, even mustaches, as she took the test for at least 10 people. One of her customers was hired as a garbage truck driver on Long Island. In all, 7 people, including DMV employees, have been arrested.
Dow up 153. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a 2-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. A state memo claims Racine County's budget jumped nearly 19%, but local officials say it's closer to 2.4% a year. County Executive Ralph Malicki calls the memo misleading, saying it misrepresents revenues and causes distrust. First District Congressman Brian Stile is holding a telephone town hall today to talk about the shutdown. People can register on his website or call his Janesville office. Registration is open for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots program. The Racine tradition provides Christmas gifts for local kids. Families can sign up at the Racine City Hall Annex on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11. There is a special sign-up this weekend. And veterans in Racine can now ride county buses for free with a new WISC Go card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin will help vets get signed up for the program at their center on Yount Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
W-R-J. meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. Gusty southwest winds. Tonight's skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
News Time, LaSitz, WRJN. The next Aging Well Expo, put on by Racine County Eye, is next Thursday. Details coming up.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Looking out my back
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Racine County Eye is putting on another Aging Well Expo, and this one for the west side of our listening area is going to be in Burlington next Thursday at the Celebration Center. And it's an opportunity for seniors to learn about services that are available to them to improve the quality of life and health and activities and such as that. So it runs from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And we encourage you to go or take someone you know to go there and improve their life. If you need the details, details are at RacineCountyEye.com.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
La la la.
keep away from a run around sewer. Yeah, my miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runner, I sue a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy who knows. Away from a run around sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now? Whoa.
Having some coffee? Would you like some sugar with that coffee? Two lumps? Sugar, sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say an argument with an Uber driver turned into gunfire in Racine. 29-year-old Christian Cooley was arrested after police say he opened fire near LaSalle and West Streets last Thursday. Investigators say Cooley fired up to 18 rounds at the driver's car after a verbal fight. A criminal complaint says there's video showing him aiming the weapon as the vehicle left. No injuries were reported, but the car was damaged by multiple bullet holes. Cooley is now charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, both involving a dangerous weapon. The Racine County executive is pushing back after a state memo accused the county of spending problems. The legislative memo from Madison claims the county's budget ballooned nearly 19%, but County Executive Ralph Malicki says the real levy increase is closer to 2.4% a year. He argues the state got it wrong by counting outside revenues that don't affect local taxes. The county executive says homeowners are actually seeing a small decrease in their tax bill. He calls that memo misleading and says it fuels distrust instead of cooperation. A statement put out last night says Malicki was confused and disappointed to see outside politics attempting to govern Racine County's local operations. Tis the season for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. The longtime Racine County tradition is getting ready to help area kids. Registration is now open for the program, which provides gifts for kids at Christmas. Families can sign up at the City Hall Annex on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Organizers say you'll need proof of residency, photo ID, and documents for each child. Special sign-up days are planned for tomorrow and other dates in November and December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. Gusty southwest winds. Tonight's skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 55.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. So high, and then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs.
19 years, how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now with every chance in honky tonk. Tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The band itself was as strange as their name. And here are the Zombies now. In October, Halloween month, no less. Imagine that. WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. The chance.
No, no,
oh,
no, no, no,
down loving love from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 down hurt me now, for love belongs to me.
I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. They were going to call themselves the Aristocrats, but then changed their mind when they looked up the definition of aristocrats and came across the word association. That did it.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And thus she will get me kicks, and he wants to eat chicken, give me pickled memory.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's talk chili for a second. Not the temperature, but the food, okay? I think everybody's mom's chili was the best ever, right? But is there something that goes in your chili or mom's chili that makes it your chili or mom's chili? We'd like to know. And we have a thing set up on the website to take your answers. It's called You're the Judge. So go to WRJN.com and answer anonymously. What is it that you must have in your homemade chili? You're the Judge, sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Today's Big Deal of the Day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
W-R-J-N. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
you
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Woo!
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A ceasefire is in effect in Gaza, part of the initial phase of the peace plan that within days is expected to feature the release of all hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Haley Ott.
In Gaza this morning, that earlier before noon local, there were still Israeli attacks being carried out in Gaza, and health officials there said at least 8 people were killed today. But now, people in Gaza appear to be able to move back towards Gaza City using certain routes, but a visibly emotional IDF spokesperson just a little while ago made a statement saying that Israeli troops had withdrawn to that agreed upon line we've been hearing about within Gaza as stipulated in the White House plan. So things appear to be on track and the ceasefire appears to be holding.
Well, CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House.
The president is expected to visit Egypt and Israel. He said that he wants to be there, hopes to be there as hostages start getting released. We also know that he's going to be in attendance for a ceremonial signing of this peace deal that he and his team helped to